you want to communicate with people around the world? Here, use my crystal ball.
Podcast Bone Phone.
It is the Terra of the cul-de-sac. Well, maybe not anymore.
Not anymore.
You don't live in a cul-de-sac anymore, do you?
No, I do not.
You live on a palatial ranch out in Texas?
I do. I'm living the Texas life out here in Austin and loving it so far. I'm waiting for the real warm weather. I moved down here thinking winter was going to be warm. Not so much, but I can't complain. I'm here in the north. It's just having a hell of a time. So,
Is it true that you were running from a stalker on some of the boards? Is that why you moved to Texas?
Oh, yeah. They totally scared the hell out of me. No. My husband retired. And so with the retirement, we were never going to retire in Kansas. That was a temporary place always for us. And so my parents live here and thought I'd actually hook back up with them again. They've been a moving target my whole life. My dad has transferred all over this country, and I was able to catch up with them once in Oregon, and then they moved off again.
So your parents are running from you?
I'm starting to wonder that, yeah. So it's wonderful to be close to him again. Unfortunately, though, had to stop.
So you're the stalker now. Is that right? You're the stalker.
Oh, yeah.
Stalking your parents.
I've always wondered. Are they trying to?
Because I know mine are. I was only joking about you. I know mine are. So you didn't have a hunt in 2013. How was that? How did you handle that?
Tremors, drinking. I missed it terribly, but I also didn't miss it. The last year we,
I know, the horror, the shame.
Right, I had hit 400, 450. I kind of started losing track the last time. And it was becoming, like everybody says when they have a home haunt, it was becoming a bit of a monster. And it was getting to the point where either I was going to have to find a way to get the crowds down, because we're living in a cul-de-sac. I mean, I love my neighbors, and it was getting to be too much. And we were getting tired. It's pretty much me that throws this whole thing together, building the haunt and everything else. So I thought, well, hey, take a break. Maybe no more home haunting. But I miss haunting. And so I'm looking around right now for a place that wouldn't mind Tara helping him out. And now that we've got this house pretty much squared away, I think I'll have the time to do that. So I have a couple of candidates right now that I'd love to help, and we'll see if they're interested. I haven't contacted them yet, so we're still.
Yeah, all right. So you go stalk them, too. So the main reason that I called you up and that we have you on the phone, we wanted to check in and we wanted to talk about some DMX. And no, I do not mean the part-time rapper, horrible actor, and full-time ward of the state. We're talking about what the hell is DMX again? What does it stand for?
Oh, hell if I know. I don't know.
But anyway, you know just enough to be dangerous. So why don't you regale us with some of your DMX talk, some of your geek DMX talk?
Well, sure. I got into DMX because way back in 2007, I wanted to make a monster in the box, but my version, a vampire in the box. And I'm looking at what was online at the time, people doing soldering, basic programming. I'm like, oh, God, no way. I don't want to do this. I just wanted to have my coffin go up and down and have
boring, isn't it? Yeah, that's.
I know. It sounded like it was going to be this big, hairy deal. Well, Phoenix got a hold of me. He was over on Halloween Forum with me, and he goes, you may want to consider VSA via DMX. And I'm like, oh, great, more alphabet. Well, DMX, I learned, is a program. It's like a
language. OMG.
Yeah, thank you. It's basically.
LOL.
Oh, you communicate with these.
GFY.
Dude.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That rum is kicking in, isn't it?
Among other things.
Plug and play DMX lights and things like that, which sounds easier than having to solder stuff like that. Now, DMX lights are what DJs use. Are you familiar with the...
No, actually, I've never used DMX because I don't do this high-tech, like, city stuff. You know, I work on Cape Cod and have been for the last 10 years, so I don't need the huge light show and uplighting and all of this extra stuff, which typically DMX is used for the lighting, and I haven't had any need for it.
Well, at the time, Chauvet's fog machines had a DMX controller, and so that was fitting the bill of firing the fog at the specific time, and then also having this light come on at a specific time, and then pretend like all hell's breaking loose by strobing and changing colors and everything else. So this particular prop needed to use DMX control. So learning that I can buy these DMX fog machines and these DMX lights and I plug it all together, that sounded far more appealing than doing it the harder way. And you get this program called VSA, and that is the program that you use to tell those DMX lights or that DMX fog machine to turn on and off and how and what color and that kind of stuff. So DMX is a signaling language, so to speak, and there are DMX lights and other things that listen to that. As a haunter, there's just a few props that need that kind of control. Honestly, these things aren't the cheapest things in the world, DMX lights and that kind of stuff. And so most haunters just use like a boo box or that kind of stuff and just tell a solenoid to turn on and off and a light just to turn it on and off. But with DMX, I can tell this light to start off green, turn to yellow, strobe, dim back down, have another light do the same thing.
Sashay Shantay.
Yeah, exactly. So you have this big orchestra. You'll see that, like, Mr. Chicken uses DMX for telling all of his band to start singing and have this light come on, and you can even use it for video. So it is really extensive. And as a haunter, if you want to have a prop that really comes alive, you may want to consider DMX.
How many different props can you run off of?
Oh, it's almost unlimited. There's
just daisy chain it all the way.
Exactly.
All the way home, baby. Woo! Texas daisy chaining it.
When I had my biggest haunt with, I had 7 props and they were all daisy chained together. And also triggered. And there's this other program you buy called DM Exorcist that allows you to plug in foot pedals, plug in step pads, and that will trigger that VSA routine for that particular prop. Well, through the ceiling, if you look up in the ceiling, you'll see one DMX light daisy chained to another DMX light, daisy chained to a DMX relay where I have solenoids plugged in. And all of this is coordinated on my one computer that held those 7 prop routines. And then when somebody would hit the step pad, all of those lights that had to do with that prop, the solenoid, would play the VSA routine. And it was intense. I mean, I could have, if I wanted to, a strobe light in the other part of the haunt go off as part of that show just to add some more oomph to it. And so the control for me, it was all integrated off of all one computer. It was easy for me. So I liked it. But it comes with a cost. This isn't the cheapest way of doing stuff, but it does really free up your creativity. You can get as crazy as you want. I've seen some people do it with DMX. I mean, they have laser shows, and it's just such a sight to see what you can coordinate if you really want to pull it.
What type of cable do you have to use for DMX?
You use DMX cabling. Some people.
Oh, there you. Oh, that makes so much sense that you'd have to use DMX cabling for DMX. So.
But the funny thing is, a lot of people use microphone cables. They look the same. They're not, and they get all these feedback signals.
Are you talking about like an XLR cable?
Yeah,
I mean like the 1, 2, 3 pins in them, which is the XLR.
You can use them. They'll work. They just don't carry the signal correctly. DMX signals need to have, it needs to have a really clean wire, because you're sending such sophisticated signals so fast that you can't have any delay. Or else you'll have, and I had one time I had a faulty cable, and I'm like, what the hell's going on with that damn light? I mean, it was just, it had its own life, and it was because it was getting confused with the signaling.
VSA is coming straight out of your laptop.
And then it gets translated via an NTEC little dongle.
Yeah.
Then transmits DMX signals. So you have coming out of your USB on your computer, the garbly computer language that then gets translated into DMX via the NTEC, and then it starts your daisy chain. And another important thing about DMX, you can run 1,000 feet long runs. Nobody's going to ever go that far, but that's what they use in like concerts and everything else. You can go hundreds of feet with these DMX cables.
I have a Skulltronic skull, and it has the DMX cable, and you need the like that dongle, the splitter.
Uh-huh, the tech.
The dong. It's a dongle.
Damn it. Fell into it.
I know. So you have so you plug into the USB, and then it converts the signal, and then you run it into the skull. So I've got I got that going for me. No, I have used VSA because I have a 3-axis skull, so I've used it for over the last couple of years. I'm not that great with it. But I'm sure I could figure out, take it to the next level if I was so inclined and start doing some DMX, which probably would make my life so much easier. But you just have to make a little bit of an initial investment to kind of clean things up and simplify. And then basically you would run a DMX cable to this DMX exorcist, and that's where you would split off the different prop controllers. Triggers? No.
Okay, I know what you're saying. DM Exorcist is another program on your computer, and that collects all the VSA programs and it holds them and then coordinates the shows. But there is an exterior little box, and all it does is a place for you to plug in the triggers for your floor mats and that kind of stuff.
Okay, for the triggers. You got it.
Right, and that's the only way that your props can, or your floor mats can communicate with your computer, is you need to have this external thing to plug stuff in. And DM Exorcist is still being sold. I contacted Phoenix last night, and it's still out there. People want it. Works on Windows 7 now. That was new, so that's good. If you got Windows 8 and he hasn't tested it yet, that's out there. Now, another thing to consider is Fright Props is carrying a controller that will send DMX signals. If you wanted to have DMX lighting for like a single prop. So just imagine the old fashioned, you just buy a controller for a single prop. Well, now they sell controllers that will also send DMX signals. So that's another way. So you don't have to use your computer anymore. And that was a drawback that I didn't like about my system. I call it an integrated haunt system. And that means one computer for all your props, which always scared the shit out of me the night before Halloween. Because what if the computer goes down? What if something goes down? My whole show is out. And it never happened, but it was scary. And so the last year that I did the haunt, I actually bought a couple of just normal controllers, not DMX, but had them stand alone. So in case I had lost my computer, I still have a couple of props that can go off. Now, that's the first time I've ever done separate controllers. Interesting, whole nother learning curve, whole new set of problems. So it's like you got to decide what direction you want to go. They both have pros and cons. So I can't be an advocate for either or. I do like DM Exorcist and the lighting, but it is overkill. I can't imagine many haunters needing that kind of show for a prop. So it's kind of their call.
What else does anyone need to know about DMX?
Because I think I was unfortunately one of the first people to really use it for the way I did, I got a lot of questions about it. And so I put together lots of tutorials, lots of videos. You can go over to my blog over at Halloween Forum and find them there. And you could just, I made these videos to try to answer as many questions as people would have if they were interested in DM Exorcist, VSA, DMX, the whole shebang. So feel free to check those out over at YouTube. I'm Scary Lady Videos, but I have the same stuff over there. And something's going wonky over at one of my DM Exorcist videos at YouTube, but I'm thinking it's just me and my computer. I can't get it to play. But yeah, go check that out. And the written tutorials that go along with those videos at Halloween Forum, I have charts and explain the values and channels and all that hairy stuff.
On Halloween Forum, you're Terra, T-E-R-R-A?
Yes.
On Halloween Forum and Scary Lady Videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, man.
All right, Terra. Stalk you later.
See ya.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your Haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.